206-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Tell somebody, the word is in your mouth. And then he said, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Tell somebody, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has put something in your mouth. He has put his word as a child of God. The word is in your mouth. You may not be able to quote verses. You know, you may not know a whole lot of verses, but the word, the principle, the power, the anointing of the word is in your mouth. Hello? It's good to know verses, to be able to quote verses. It's good to memorize. But you have unsaved people that can quote verses, but there's no life in those verses. It's just a bunch of head knowledge. But see, God says, I put my word in your mouth. In other words, when you speak, there's life that comes out. There's something that can form life. There's something that'll go into this realm. When you speak God's word, when God's word is in your mouth, it goes into that realm. It starts to take a form. See, your life in the power of your tongue is life and death. And the Lord says, choose. Stop bowing down to the systems of the world, speaking like the world, full of doubt and full of unbelief, no passion for the things of God, no faith. I put my word in your mouth. Don't let the devil imprison the word. Sometimes for the word, you'll be persecuted. Amen. But God will turn the persecution around. Like the psalmist said, it's good that I've been afflicted. Hello, he said, it is good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. God will take a bad situation every time and turn it around. Tell somebody, God's turning it around. Amen. God's turning it around. Every time God will turn it around. So the word is in your mouth to pull down, to pluck up, to destroy some stuff. Do you know you can destroy with your mouth the works of the enemy? With your mouth, you can speak. Whatever you bind on the earth has been bound in heaven. See, that's why we're blessed in Christ. You can't just be trying to bind folk up at your own, because you don't like them. That ain't in Christ. It ain't about binding people anyway. It's about binding the ones behind that's causing the confusion. You got to love your neighbor. Amen? So God deals with us on that level, but it's in Christ for the purpose of establishing his kingdom. So our expectations and our beliefs are of primary importance. In other words, our expectations and our beliefs, look at this, are what we observe. My expectations when I look into this realm. When I look out into the realm of faith, what am I expecting? What do I believe? Do I believe it's going to be well with me? Do I believe things are going to get better? Do I believe that God's going to show up and show out? Do I believe that I'm healed by his stripes? Do I believe God's going to increase my finance? Do I believe that God's going to meet all my need? When I look into that realm, my beliefs are how I'm observing. And that's going to determine what manifests. Set your beliefs, your expectations on your pocketbook. on your wallet, on your bank account. It didn't say you had to know how. A lot of times we need to see something. Show me a sign. No, look into that realm. Lift up your eyes, Abraham. Just look in faith. Tell somebody, it starts with faith. As you start speaking to your bank account. Hello? You start speaking to it. Next day, another bill come. Why did that come? To get you to stop. To cause you to hesitate. God hath not surely said. To get you to waver. To get you to say, oh, forget this. To get you to stop looking in faith. Amen. With your belief. See, that's you observing. But as you stay with it, and you just let the bill stack. As I'm speaking hundreds of thousands into my bank account. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you in Jesus' name. See, in that quantum world, this is taking form. Other things are going on in this world, in the natural realm. See, we defy a natural order. See, God's getting stuff together for you on that quantum level, and it don't look like it necessarily on the natural level. It may not appear in the natural realm as yet. The natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, for they are spiritually discerned. All right? So the quantum world, that world seems like it's upside down or backwards from what we observe every day in the natural world. It seems upside down and backwards. But quantum language is actually what I'll call faith language. Amen. I'll come back to some of these points. But what I really wanted to get to you, go with me to John chapter 3, verse 12. I want you to cross over with me into the realm of possibilities. We're coming out of the realm of limitation. John 3, 12, Jesus said, if I have told you earthly things, if I've shared earthly things, parables, earthly things like sowing and reaping, and he says, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of these heavenly things? Remember, we are already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly, in the quantum, in the spiritual realm. He said, if I've told you natural things and you've not believed 1 + 1 = 2, how can you believe in synergizing? Amen. 1 will chase 1,000, 2 10,000. He asked that question. Go with me to John chapter 4. You see, if you've not grasped the concept, the natural concept of sowing and reaping, four seasons, you understand that there's a time to plow the field, right? After you plow the field, you sow the seed, right? Isn't that what we do? We plow, we sow in good places. Then the third thing is we water. You water seed. That's what a farmer does. That's a natural law. You're sowing and reaping. Plow, sow, water, harvest. Say that with me. Plow, sow, water, harvest. Plow, sow, water, harvest. One more time. Plow, sow, water, harvest. That's the season of sowing. If we don't understand that or have not believed that or operated in that, how can Jesus tell us of that on the quantum level? Now I want to take you over. Y'all ready to cross over? Now we just saw the natural laws, right? You'll reap a harvest from this, from doing that. And it'll work every time under natural laws. But I want to take you now into the quantum level. Give me John chapter 4, verse 35. I want to bring you into a superior revelation. Now, Jesus just told them about the natural. Plow, sow, water, harvest. Sow, you reap, right? Now he takes it up a notch. He says, Say not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. He said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. There's that phrase again. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Amen. Nobody had sown yet. Amen. Nobody had plowed yet. Amen. Nobody had watered yet. But Jesus said, I want to change this thing here. I want to take you into another realm. Don't say yet 4 months after you plow, after you sow, after you water, then you harvest. He said, right now, if you can look by faith on the fields, you can see that right now they're ripe. Right now, they're ready to harvest. You don't have to wait for the natural laws to take place. They're ready right now. Tell somebody, they're ready right now. If you hadn't believed those laws or operated in those, how is he going to tell you about the laws that have no natural parallel? They have no, it's like light. Light is not relative. It's the only thing that has no equal, nothing that's relative to it. These laws in the quantum level in this realm have no earthly parallels. You've come over into a realm of possibility and probability. It'll never act the same way all the time. Hello? For one, they may have just a little drip. Well, you got overflow. Amen. Somebody else might be squeezing out, eking out in existence while the windows of heaven are open over you. You don't have room. Say not yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Lift up your eyes on the fields, for they are white right now. For harvest. Amos said it this way. Give me Amos 9:13. Amos 9:13. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy. That's where we're going to wind it up. Amos 9:13 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt.
Thank you for joining us as we start a new series entitled Quantum Faith.
Hi, this is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service time is 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.